It's Thursday, July 28th, 2016 AD. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes. I'm Adam McManus. Chinese pastor Li Guozi has been in prison for 7 months after resisting government seizure of church hard drives, according to China Aid. Through the extended sentence and even torture, he continues to praise God, even finding rest in his imprisonment. In recent letters to his wife, Pastor Li wrote that, quote, "No matter if the waves are quiet or the sea roars, our hearts rest in God, just as a weaned child sleeps in its mother's arms," unquote. Psalm 131:2 says, "Surely I have calmed and quieted my soul like a weaned child with his mother. Like a weaned child is my soul within me." A great revival is taking place in Iran, despite the constant danger Christians face there. Since 1994, Christians in Iran have grown from about 100,000 to 3 million, according to a report from Christian Today. Although churches are banned, and despite a recent government confiscation of 100,000 satellite dishes, Iranian Christians continue to connect with churches throughout the world via Skype. Praise God for the internet. LifeSite News reports the 11th ambulance call since 2012 at FPA Women's Health Abortion Mill in Bakersfield, California, for a woman needing emergency care. The facility is part of a 22 abortion mill chain across California. The chain hospitalizes a woman about every 4 months because of abortion complications. The Worldview spoke to Cheryl Sullinger with Operation Rescue about the dangers of abortion for women.
Abortions are not as safe as some want people to believe. Actually, there is a risk of a number of very serious complications that can actually threaten women's lives. And over time, we've seen these complications at a number of abortion clinics, including the one at Bakersfield.
The Democratic National Party now wants Americans to be forced to pay for free abortions. The new Democrat Party platform calls for the repeal of the Hyde Amendment, which bans direct taxpayer funding for most abortions, according to LifeSite News. "Woe to those who enact evil statutes and to those who constantly record unjust decisions so as to deprive the needy of justice and rob my people of their rights." Isaiah 10, 1-2. CNN released a poll this week indicating 76% of white evangelicals support Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump. That's higher than the 73% support from white evangelicals that Mitt Romney got. Apparently, the mob of protesters got it wrong, as the lawful courts have closed the case that ignited the Black Lives Matter organization and the Baltimore riots last summer. All charges have been dropped against the police officers accused by the mob of handling the Freddie Gray arrest badly. President Ronald Reagan's attempted assassin, John Hinckley Jr., was released yesterday by a federal judge from St. Elizabeth's Hospital, reported CNN. Hinckley also shot James Brady, whose subsequent death was ruled a homicide. However, the judge gave Hinckley, quote, "full-time convalescent leave," unquote, to live in Williamsburg, Virginia, while still under certain restrictions. Genesis 9:6 says, "Whoever sheds man's blood, by man his blood shall be shed, for in the image of God he made man." On Tuesday, a young man perpetrated the deadliest mass killing of recent decades in Japan, a country known for strict gun control laws. However, 26-year-old Satoshi Umatsu entered a facility for the mentally disabled, armed with knives, and killed 19 people, injuring at least 20 others. In a letter to Parliament before the killing spree, Satoshi said that disabled people should be put to death. By contrast, King David shows how we should treat the disabled. So Mephibosheth lived in Jerusalem, for he ate at the king's table regularly. Now he was lame in both feet. 2 Samuel 9:13. Relying entirely on solar power, the Solar Impulse 2 aircraft made history when it completed a 27,000-mile flight around the world, with a wingspan as wide as a Boeing 747. And powered by 17,248 solar cells on its wings, the aircraft cruises at 43 miles per hour. The flight took 16 months in total, manned by two Swiss pilots, engineer André Borschberg and aeronaut Bertrand Picard. No doubt Star Trek's Jean-Luc Picard would be proud. And that's The Worldview in 5 minutes on this Thursday, July 28th in the year of our Lord, 2016. Invite your friends to listen to this unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.